Accept the Bible as the Foundation of All Faith, April 23. Whatever things were written before were written for our learning, that we through the patience and comfort of the Scriptures might have hope, NKJV. The teachers of Israel were not sowing the seed of the Word of God. Christ's work as a teacher of truth was in marked contrast to that of the rabbis of his time. They dwelt upon traditions, upon human theories and speculations. Often that which mortals had taught and written about the Word, they put in place of the Word itself. Their teaching had no power to quicken the soul. The subject of Christ's teaching and preaching was the Word of God. He met questioners with a plain "It is written." What saith the Scriptures? How readest thou? At every opportunity, when an interest was awakened by either friend or foe, he sowed the seed of the Word. He who is the way, the truth, and the life, himself the living Word, points to the Scriptures, saying, "They are they which testify of me." And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he opened to his disciples in all the Scriptures the things concerning himself. Christ's servants are to do the same work. In our day, as of old, the vital truths of God's Word are set aside for human theories and speculations. Many professed ministers of the gospel do not accept the whole Bible as the inspired Word. One wise person rejects one portion, another questions another part. They set up their judgment as superior to the Word, and the Scripture which they do teach rests upon their own authority. Its divine authenticity is destroyed. Thus the seeds of infidelity are sown broadcast, for the people become confused and know not what to believe. There are many beliefs that the mind has no right to entertain. In the days of Christ, the rabbis put a forced, mystical construction upon many portions of Scripture. Because the plain teaching of God's Word condemned their practices, they tried to destroy its force. The same thing is done today. The Word of God is made to appear mysterious and obscure in order to excuse transgression of His law. Christ rebuked these practices in His day. He taught that the Word of God was to be understood by all. He pointed to the Scriptures as of unquestionable authority, and we should do the same. The Bible is to be presented as the Word of the infinite God, as the end of all controversy and the foundation of all faith.